December 16th, 1959, Las Vegas, Nevada. Age and weather had removed the first letter and the last, an R and an S, thereby coining a somewhat ominous word, oom. The word, faintly present upon a sun-warped sign, seemed appropriate to the place it publicized, which was, as Harold Nye wrote in his official KBI report, run down and shabby, the lowest type of hotel or rooming house. The report continued, until a few years ago, according to information supplied by the Las Vegas police, it was one of the biggest cat houses in the West. Then fire destroyed the main building, and the remaining portion was converted into a cheap rent rooming house. The lobby was unfurnished, except for a cactus plant 6 feet tall and a makeshift reception desk. It was also uninhabited. The detective clapped his hands. Eventually, a voice, female, but not very feminine, shouted, "I'm coming." But it was 5 minutes before the woman appeared. She wore a soiled housecoat and high-heeled gold leather sandals. Curlers pinioned her thinning yellowish hair. Her face was broad, muscular, rouged, powdered. She was carrying a can of Miller High Life beer. She smelled of beer and tobacco and recently applied nail varnish. She was 74 years old, but in Nye's opinion, looked younger. Maybe 10 minutes younger. She stared at him, his trim brown suit, his brown snap-brim hat. When he displayed his badge, she was amused. Her lips parted and Nye glimpsed 2 rows of fake teeth. "Uh-huh. That's what I figured," she said. "Okay. Let's hear it." He handed her a photograph of Richard Hickok. "Know him?" A negative grunt. "Or him?" She said, "Uh-huh. He stayed here a couple of times. But he's not here now. Checked out over a month ago. You want to see the register?" Nye leaned against the desk and watched the landlady's long and lacquered fingernails search a page of pencil-scribbled names. Las Vegas was the first of 3 places that his employers wished him to visit. Each had been chosen because of its connection with the history of Perry Smith. The 2 others were Reno, where it was thought that Smith's father lived, and San Francisco, the home of Smith's sister, who shall here be known as Mrs. Frederick Johnson. Though Nye planned to interview these relatives, and anyone else who might have knowledge of the suspect's whereabouts, his main objective was to obtain the aid of the local law agencies. On arriving in Las Vegas, for example, he had discussed the Clutter case with Lieutenant B.J. Handlin, chief of the Detective Division of the Las Vegas Police Department. The lieutenant had then written a memorandum ordering all police personnel to be on the alert for Hickok and Smith. Wanted in Kansas for parole violation and said to be driving a 1949 Chevrolet bearing Kansas license JO-58269. These men are probably armed and should be considered dangerous. Also, Handlin had assigned a detective to help Nye case the pawnbrokers. As he said, there was always a pack of them in any gambling town. Together, Nye and the Las Vegas detective had checked every pawn ticket issued during the past month. Specifically, Nye hoped to find a Zenith portable radio believed to have been stolen from the Clutter House on the night of the crime, but he had no luck with that. One broker, though, remembered Smith. "He's been in and out of here going on a good 10 years, and was able to produce a ticket for a bearskin rug pawned during the first week in November.